From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. For a lot of folks, Jackson Browne embodies Southern California, but a new tribute record, put together in part by Jimmy LaFave, puts a Texas twist on Browne's music. Today on the show, we talk with LaFave and feature a vintage conversation with Jackson about how he got his start at such a young age.
Kids are the ones that are always trying to do, you know, they're looking for their adulthood. They're looking to be older than they really are.
Also, Austin Psych Fest brings its psychedelic sounds to just outside of town. We've got exclusive live recordings from Psych Festers, The Black Angels, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and more. Of Montreal even covers John Lennon in Studio 1A. Join us for music and conversation as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Later in the program, Jimmy LaFave talks about Looking Into You. It's a new Jackson Browne tribute that LaFave helped put together. It features the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Lyle Lovett, Lucinda Williams, and more. And later on, Jackson himself talks about his early days, which he spent learning from the Velvet Underground and Nico. But first, we like to kick off the show with new music. Up first, a couple of Psych Fest artists who just happen to be from Austin. In a moment, the Octopus Project. And first, it's Psych Fest curators, the Black Angels. They have a new EP called Clear Lake Forest. It was a Record Store Day exclusive, and we'll hear more about Austin Psych Fest later on the Austin Music Experience, but right now let's hear the Black Angels with Diamond Eyes.
Yeah.
New music from two of the dozens of artists you'll be able to see this weekend at the Austin Psych Fest. That was perennial Austin Music Award winners The Octopus Project. The album actually came out last year called Fever Forms, and from it, Sharp Teeth. Preceded by the guys who put together the Austin Psych Fest, the Black Angels. There's not a brand new Black Angels full-length yet. What we have is the Record Store Day EP, Clear Lake Forest, and from it, Diamond Eyes. A lot more about PsychFest later in the program. So recently we were going through our archives and we found this really cool cover of Will Johnson of Centromatic doing a Cyndi Lauper tune, and then remembered, oh yeah, we have new Centromatic material as well. So I thought we'd go back and forth. Back to 2011 for Will Johnson's solo in Studio 1A, and forth from the forthcoming Centromatic record, a track called Salty Disciple. Let's go back. On the Austin Music Experience, recorded in 2011 in Studio 1A with Cyndi Lauper's Money Changes Everything, former Dentonite, now an Austinite, Will Johnson.
said, I'm sorry, babe, I'm leaving you tonight. I found someone else is waiting in the car outside. Oh, but how could you do it? We saw each other, everlasting love. Yeah, but when we did, it's just one thing. There's one thing we want, I think, and that's money. Money changes everything. Oh, money changes everything. You think you know what you're doing, you don't know a thing. It's all in the past now, 'cause money changes everything. Shake your hand and they'll smile and they buy you a drink. They say we'll be your friend, we'll be with you until the end. Yeah, but in the end, it's all just a bunch of lasting junk. And they ask you, who can you trust? And I tell you, nobody. Nobody else, and that's 'cause money changes everything. Oh, money changes everything. You think you know what you're doing, but you don't know a thing. It's on the past now, 'cause money changes everything. Oh, money changes everything. Now, yeah. Thank you. or as a rook. But then maybe you were just plucking it out of books and not living it. She said, what of your chemicals, honey? She said, I am your deterioration queen. All that you have is coming on down now. All that you have is coming on down.
The Austin Music Experience, taking you back and forth. First, we went back for Will Johnson's cover of Money Changes Everything, recorded live in Studio 1A in 2011. That's an old Cyndi Lauper tune. And then we went forth, actually to June 3rd. That's right, we can see into the crystal ball that Centromatic, featuring Will Johnson, has a new album. It'll be called Take Pride in Your Long Odds. And we heard Salty Disciple. Coming up, Jimmy LaFave gives us an inside look at Looking Into You, his new Jackson Browne tribute album. Plus, Jackson Browne himself on his own songwriting and Austin Psych Fest past and present as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a famous ballad singer who also blended honky-tonk with early rockabilly. Johnny Horton was born in Los Angeles on April 30, 1925, but grew up near the East Texas town of Rusk. In 1950, he began singing on the radio in Pasadena, near Houston. Horton became famous for such ballads as The Battle of New Orleans, North to Alaska, and Johnny Reb. However, he was much more than a ballad singer. Horton also combined honky-tonk with early rockabilly to create his own unique style. His first big hit, Honky Tonk Man, captured the essence of the honky-tonk lifestyle, but it also incorporated a rockabilly beat that was quite unusual in country music at the time.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Johnny Horton died in a car wreck near Milano, Texas on November 5, 1960. But his music remains popular and has been recorded by many younger artists. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll recall an often overlooked musician who helped lay the foundation for Western Swing. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Texas musician and Austin legend Wayne Hancock is recuperating from a motorcycle crash. According to multiple news sources, Hancock is recovering in a hospital near Denton with a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and a fractured elbow. All of his performances and scheduled events have been postponed through June 8th. A donation fund has been established to assist with his growing medical expenses. Willie Nelson had a big week. Last weekend, he was inducted into the inaugural Austin City Limits Hall of Fame, and he just had his 81st birthday. Willie marked the occasion Tuesday with his annual birthday party at the backyard in Austin. But the American icon and octogenarian had another reason to celebrate. He's now a martial arts master. This week, Willie became a fifth-degree black belt in the martial art of Gong Quan Yusul. Willie says he's been studying for 2 decades and credits martial arts with improving his quality of life and his recent clean bill of health. Gary Clark Jr. was also in the news this week. The 2014 Grammy winner had a big year that kept him on the road with Kings of Leon and Dave Matthews Band. And now he's about to have a busy summer. Clark is headlining a tour that takes him on 27 stops across the country. Many of the dates include this summer's music festivals. His only Texas stop will be in Austin for the X Games at the Austin 360 Amphitheater on June 8th. Clark also dropped a mixtape this week. It's titled The Black and Blue Mixtape, and it features new versions of tracks from Clark's 2012 hit album, Black and Blue. Entertainment website Austin 360's hip-hop guru, Deborah Sengupta-Stitt, caught wind of the mixtape, which features collaborations from hip-hop stars Talib Kweli and Big Crit. Stitt has the link for the free and downloadable mix on Austin360.com. You're listening to The Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt. In my name, I put graffiti on the wall. She immediately needed like comedians to blow up. My name fell off the tongues of the porpoise, the corporate offices, America's bastards. Son, New York City would like an orphanage. The sun will come out tomorrow, but the builders, they get jealous of a place in the sky. So the skyscrapers, we throw a shade. Only a slave would rather bow down than go to his grave. You may never know my pain, but trust me, you're gonna know my name. Word.
I'm Jody Denberg. Jackson Browne is many things. Social activist, platinum-selling recording artist, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but tying all these facets together is Jackson's songwriting. He's the quintessential songwriter. He's the one that Bruce Springsteen and Lucinda Williams and others all cite as one of the best, and Austinites like Eliza Gilkison and Sean Colvin look up to. Count Jimmy LaFave as an Austinite who's part of the Jackson Browne fan club. Jackson Browne's songs struck a chord with Jimmy LaFave when Jimmy was just a young guy, and now he's helped put together Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne. Our producer, Art Levy, recently sat down with LaFave to talk about how this project came together.
Well, I started a little record label here in town with a good friend of mine, Kelsey Warren, who's a very famous Texas businessman, CEO of a company called Energy Transfer. And me and him are huge Jackson Browne fans. That's part of our love for Jackson's music is what brought us together and decided we wanted to create a record label that put out really great music. And so he always said, mentioned to me you know, that Jackson had never had a tribute record. And fortunately, I was playing a concert celebrating Woody Guthrie with Jackson Browne up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So at the hotel bar that night, we were all hanging out, and I asked him if, what his thoughts would be if we put out a tribute record, and he said he'd be honored.
It's kind of interesting because I think of him as, you know, kind of Southern California personified, and yet you have all these Texas artists on this.
Yeah, I mean, I like to say his music speaks to songwriters all over the country. And of course, being a Texas-based label, we wanted to make sure we did get the Austin flavor in there. And actually, you know, I know Jackson's a huge fan of like Eliza Gilkison. And we kind of co-produced it, me and Tamaris Sarviano and then Scott Crego, who's a drummer for the Eagles. We all had different music camps we were able to go to. And Tamaris out of Nashville, so, you know, got some of that element, Lyle Lovett, and some people that are living in Nashville. And then the rest was just mainly reaching out to people that that we knew we would love to have do a song. And then some started contacting us once the word got out. It was going to be one disc. And it turned into two because all these people wanted to be on it.
But and now it's two, and Lyle Lovett has two songs on it.
Yeah. And Lyle couldn't decide on which song he wanted to do. A lot of them just didn't want to attempt a certain song out of respect for Jackson. Like, that's just too classic of a song. I can't even imagine trying to reinterpret it. So that's kind of how that came about, the song choices.
You know, it's interesting, at least because Jackson Browne was, you know, a songwriter first. And a lot of the songs he wrote, you think of as other artists doing them originally, like These Days, Nico, you know, the original version. When you're making a record like that, does that kind of make it a little easier? Because here's these songs that he wrote, but you're not necessarily hampered by his definitive version. You know, he's just kind of written these songs, which are kind of in the singer-songwriter songbook.
Yeah,
now.
You're right. Because These Days has been covered by a lot of since the... On this particular record, Don Henley does it, you know.
Yeah. But, does that make it easier, that kind of
I think mentality? So, because a lot of people are familiar with just his... Everyone loves Jackson Browne songs. And, you know, what amazes me about These Days, he wrote it when he was 16 years old. I mean, that's a testament to his songwriting skills. And
what are some of your favorites on this tribute record? Can you say?
Yeah. I actually really loved Bob Schneider's Running on Empty.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my wheels, looking back at the years gone by like so many summer fields.
65, I was 17, burning up on one.
You know, the original version, so you know, upbeat, you know, rhythm section and all to it. And I think that Bob kind of captured lyrically the song was saying about, you know, you're running on empty, you're kind of out on the road.
Running on empty.
That weariness that Bob brought and dreamy quality to his version I liked a lot. And it seems the ones that got reinterpreted the most like that might be the ones that some critics say, oh, I don't like what they did with that. But I particularly liked all the ones that got away from trying to copy too much the original.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days.
What can you say about the Don Henley? I mean, he does These Days, and with a band that's a lot younger than him, Blind Pilot. What was that? Do you know kind of the impetus behind that?
Yeah, Don, who happens to be good friends with Kelsey. I think they talked about it over the dinner table up in Dallas, and he said, "I just heard this really great young band. I love this band. They're called Blind Pilot, and I'd like them to do my track." Yeah, he was just, Don just really thinks a lot of that band. So we said, yeah, let's do it.
Well, along those kinds of lines, I mean, as a singer-songwriter yourself, what do you think Jackson Browne's legacy is?
Well, I think he's one of the premier songwriters, you know, American songwriters, definitely, at least for me personally. I mean, I put him, you know, up there with some of my favorites like Dylan and Woody. Jackson's writing is so brilliant in a lot of areas, but his, like Monty Raitt said, his as far as writing about affair, you know, affairs of the heart and stuff, no one can beat Jackson Brown, you know.
Sure, sure.
So it was a kind of, like I said, a little bit being part of like of a love fest because everyone just loves Jackson and wanted to be part of it. And I was very, very pleased that Bruce Springsteen and Patty, his wife, mm-hmm. Were the last to record a tune because, you know, everybody's schedules were so busy. And they graciously said, if you could just wait a couple of weeks, we could get on there. So we said, oh, well, of course, you know, mm-hmm. we'd be honored to have you on it.
At the moment the music began, and you heard the guitar player starting to sing, you were filled with a beauty that ran through what you were imagining.
But it meant a lot to them, along with many others. We got a lot of personal emails of how much it meant to him to be on a tribute to Jackson Brown. I think that speaks to all the great friendships and the power of his music.
Dreaming of scenes from those songs of love, I was the endless sky, and you were my beautiful love. Now the music that played in your ears grows a little bit fainter each day, and you find yourself looking through tears at the love you feel slipping away. Though it's not the kind of love you might hope to find, if tears could release the heart from the shadows preferred by the mind. Comes up in the night, caressing your face while you sleep. Love will fill your eyes with the sight of a world you can't hold to keep. Dreaming on after that moment's gone, light in your lover's eyes disappears with the light of the dawn. But the morning brings strength to your restless wings. Some other lover sings to the sun's bright corona. I know all about these things.
Bruce Springsteen and his wife, Patti Scalfa, their take on Linda Paloma, that was on Jackson's album, The Pretender. Bruce's version is on Looking Into You. It's a new Jackson Brown tribute produced here in Austin. A few years ago, I had the chance to sit down with Jackson himself in Austin, and we talked about his 40-year career. He took us back to his very beginnings, when he was just a Southern California kid getting a taste of New York and its 60s counterculture.
I got a job playing guitar for Nico, accompanying her, and it was Tim Buckley that got me the job because she had been playing on this bill with and it was just a, it was just a bar, and we literally sat behind a bar. And Tim Buckley, I went to go see Tim Buckley do this gig, and he was doing this gig with Nico. And the night Nico, the night I went, Sterling Morrison of the Velvets was playing behind Nico and just, you know, playing guitar and accompanying her. And another night it would be Lou Reed. And I think John Cale did it, you know, like would do it. So, but she needed her own accompanist, and they were all trying to get her squared away so she could have her own career because she wasn't going to stay in the Velvets. So Tim called me a couple of days after I saw this show and said, do you think you would want a job as an accompanist? Because Nico's looking for an accompanist. And she asked me, and of course, I started being her accompanist.
Having all these experiences, yet it's still hard to imagine a teenage kid writing a song that sounds like it comes from such an old soul like these days.
It's deceiving, I'll tell you why, because I think that my old generation was disaffected. It was basically alienated from what was going on. I mean, I think that the whole, you know, and Dylan was my, you know, my main, you know, it was the voice that led me through most of my growing up. And there's a guy who, though he had this sort of like very young and almost cherubic countenance in his first couple albums and stuff like that, had this very, very old man's voice, and he was basically, and I think that's a kind of a young thing to do. In fact, kids are the ones that are always trying to do you know, embrace. They're looking for their adulthood. They're looking to be older than they really are.
I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid, live the life that I have made in song.
Boy, right out of the box, Jackson Brown had someone interpret his work in such a lofty way. That was These Days. It's a Jackson Brown tune. Nico performed it shortly after she left the Velvet Underground. Coming up, the Velvet Underground influenced Black Angels talk Austin Psych Fest, and we've got a live playlist to go along. Stay with us. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Austin Psych Fest takes over nearby Carson Creek Ranch this weekend. The festival was founded in 2008 by Christian Bland and Alex Moss of the Black Angels, and since then it's branched out into a record label and a record store. But as Bland and Moss told us, Psych Fest came from humble beginnings and ultimately earned them a spot on the Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
This is the place, you know.
This is Christian Bland.
And I'm Alex Moss.
And we're from the Black Angels. first PsychFest was in 2008, and the first year we did it in a red barn up north off Burnett Road.
We didn't exactly know where it was ourselves to tell anybody. I remember a lot of people being like, well, we can't find it, and we don't know where it is, and what's this barn that you're talking about, and we found this other barn, but there's animals in here, this can't be the same one. Everything had to be built out. There was, you know, basically an empty space. So we had to build a stage and bring sound equipment in and make sure it sounded good and test it. And I remember the first time that we tested the stage and everything, we threw our gear up there, like, okay, well, the stage works. It holds us and all our gear. And then the Black Angels sound checked in there. It got really crowded, and the police showed up at like 11 or something. And then we kept playing because it was kind of like, well, we've got nothing to lose now. We are, you know, the police already showed up. We'll just kind of turn it down a little bit and keep it going until they tell us we have to all leave.
I think the original idea for this Red Barn was that it would be a venue year-round that we could invite our friends' bands to play at. But it ended up that the very next day after the festival, the owner told us to get out of there and never come back.
Yeah.
This is Christian Bland.
And I'm Alex Moss.
And we're from the Black Angels. And we're on the Austin Music Map. To share your story, visit austinmusicmap.com.
It's yours.
truly incredible and diverse lineup for the 2014 edition of the Austin Psych Fest. There's a couple bands that you'll hear there. The Unknown Mortal Orchestra is from Portland by way of New Zealand. And just from that song, which was recorded live in Studio 1A last year, you can hear that Psych Fest has expanded its sonic parameters. The song is called Swim and Sleep Like a Shark, and it was on the second release from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. As I mentioned, that was a live take from Studio 1A, as was the Black Angels version of Evil Things, also recorded last year, and their Psych Fest appearance is going to mark the band's 10th anniversary. Okay, we're on a Psych Fest roll. Let's hear a couple more artists that are going to be at the Austin Psych Fest this year. Temples from England made a lot of friends a few months ago when they played in Austin for South by Southwest. In fact, we broadcast them live from the Public Radio Day Stage, and they did this great version of their song, Colors to Life.
Speak any tongue. Sing the word. karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together, darling. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you. Yeah, you. Instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face. Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race. Superstar, we'll write you all, and we all shine on like the moon and the stars in the sun. Yeah, we all shine on everyone. Come on, instant karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right off your feet. Recognize your brothers, everyone you meet. Why on earth are we here? Surely not to live in pain and fear. Why on earth are you there when you're everywhere? Gonna get your share, and we all shine.
No doubt you know that song, John Lennon's Instant Karma. You may not know that version. It was recorded almost 6 years ago in our Studio 1A by the Athens, Georgia band of Montreal, and they're one of dozens who'll be at Austin Psych Fest 2014, as will England's Temples. And the track was Colors to Life. That was recorded in March at the Public Radio Day Stage for South by Southwest. Both exclusive recordings that you'll only hear on the Austin Music Experience. And we appreciate you listening. And I should remind you, you can find more information about Austin Psych Fest at austinpsychfest.com. And all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience can be found at kutx.org. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin. It's produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, those would be Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.